Malaysian authorities arrest 27 influencers for promoting illegal gambling. Malaysian police have detained 27 social media influencers suspected of endorsing illegal online gambling sites. The group, consisting of 23 women and 4 men aged 21 to 35, was arrested on June 13 in 7 states, including Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Negeri Sembilan, Johor, Perlis, Kedah, and Penang. These individuals are believed to have used their social media platforms to promote and encourage participation in illegal online gambling activities, potentially reaching a wide audience. Authorities are continuing their investigations to determine the extent of the influencers' involvement and to identify any additional suspects connected to this illicit activity. Related: Malaysian Prime Minister denies plans for Forest City Casino. Influencers approached due to large following. The influencers are said to have been approached by gambling operators due to their large number of followers. Mohd Shuhali of the Royal Malaysia Police's Criminal Investigation Department explained at a recent press conference. Shuhali said that the influencers were compensated between RM1,500 and RM8,000 per platform, depending on their follower count. He added, "We believe each influencer is active on more than 2 social media platforms." In Malaysia, where the majority of the population is Muslim, gambling is tightly controlled. Legal gambling activities include lotteries, casino games, and horse racing. However, online betting and sports betting are prohibited. Ongoing investigations have resulted in the seizure of 30 mobile phones related to the illegal gambling activity, which has been under scrutiny for the past year. Authorities are continuing their efforts to identify those behind the gambling syndicates. Influencers also profited from cosmetics. In addition to promoting illegal gambling, the influencers were also making money from selling cosmetics and other products. In a related case, 4 women and 1 man were arrested for allegedly promoting prostitution, pornography, and unlicensed sexual stimulants. Shuhali explained that the group was led by a 27-year-old woman, KWHO goes by Miza Ozawa, and who has previously been arrested for assaulting her mother. He detailed that Ozawa, along with a 26-year-old Indonesian woman and a 20-year-old Indonesian man, appeared in the explicit videos sold online. 2 other Malaysian nationals were believed to be involved in producing the content.